I wasn't a bad student in high school. I wasn't top of my class. I was probably right in the middle. So when it came down to declaring, to telling your college advisor what you wanted to do, what your dreams or goals were, and I told my advisor that I was thinking of going into medicine, well, he's kind of paused and he said, look, you know, medicine is a really tough field. Maybe you ought to think of something different.
I'm Dan Smolin, and this is the Dan Smolin Podcast. We help people to navigate the future of work, to work that is profound, protects the planet, empowers people and communities, and is fun to do, meaningful work. The stories that our guests tell and the insights that they provide will inspire you to connect with work and experiences that stoke your passions and make the world a better place. For the future of work is meaningful work. Welcome to May 2021. I hope you are as excited as I am that the world is beginning to reopen. Whether you continue to work remotely, pivot back into a co-located workplace, or adopt a hybrid model, it will be great to finally re-engage in the physical presence of people. Just make sure you're vaccinated first. During May 2021, we step back from our usual guest interviews to focus on the mission of the Dan Smolin Experience, to help people find success and enjoyment in the work that they do and hope to do. When I established the Dan Smolin Experience at the beginning of 2018, I had in mind a career journey model that looks like strands of DNA made up of countless combinations of four components or bases. And while our DNA were predetermined at conception, the strands of our career empowerment DNA are determined by us through our working lives. We get to choose what they are. The four career journey components we see that get people to blissful work and career experiences are dream, explore, strategize, and act. First, we encourage people of all ages, backgrounds, and levels of education and training to dream about the kind of work that they believe will make them happy and well-purposed. Next, we guide them to explore opportunities to do the work that they dream about. Then we focus them to strategize, to align with the skill and experience needed to do the work and opportunities of their choosing. And last, we prod them to act, to seize on the opportunities to do the work of their dreams. We believe that the key to success is intentionality, allowing dreams, explorations, strategies, and actions to happen fluidly. To truly be successful in the future of work, we must be career intentional about dreaming, exploring, strategizing, and acting throughout our lives. You can find useful podcast episodes and blog posts on dansmolin.com. Use the spyglass to search for dream, explore, strategize, and act. And when on the site, make sure you sign up for our free newsletter. Just click the newsletter tab on the top of our page, then click subscribe, and you'll be on your way. I just turned 60 years old, and I do not mind telling you that. What's more, I am now into my fourth career act, and I am not alone. Millions of actively working people who started their career journeys along one path have reinvented themselves several times over. My young adult dreams got me to a first career act on broadcast radio. Soon after college graduation, my dreams changed, and I began a long and successful career as an advertising and marketing executive. Then in my late 30s, my career dreams changed, and I embarked on a 20-year successful run in executive recruiting, 13 of those years running my own recruitment company. In my late 50s, I pivoted yet again. And that is when, at age 57, my dream journey came full circle. I found myself back behind the microphone, this time as a podcaster, leveraging all of the knowledge and experience that I gathered along my journey to help people find and do the meaningful work of their dreams. So now you know the four components of our career journey model. In this episode, we will focus on the first of them, dreaming. When we were young, we all dreamt about the work that we would do as adults. I'm sure many listening to this podcast share the experience of our kindergarten teacher asking us what we wanted to be when we were grown. If you can recall that experience, you likely remember what you told teacher. Perhaps it was to be a doctor, or perhaps a teacher like them. My first career dream was truly comical. And to this day, my mother reminds me that 6-year-old Dan wanted to be, wait for it, a garbage collector. Okay, before you discount me as a total kook, let me explain the why of that dream. As a 6-year-old growing up in New Haven, Connecticut, I'd awaken to the sound of a garbage truck. Early on Wednesday mornings, that truck pulled up to our driveway apron. Hearing the sound of air brakes deploy, I jump out of bed and watch work happening from my bedroom window. Once the truck came to a complete stop, two jolly fellows jumped off the back, grabbed my dad's aluminum garbage cans, emptied them of their contents, and tossed them back onto the driveway apron. Then they got back onto the truck for a 20-foot-long trip to the next house. I wasn't concerned with the fact that the garbage collectors I saw did a dirty job. Instead, 6-year-old me connected with the impression that these jolly souls seemed to truly enjoy what they did. What I reckon with now is that to do an awful job like that well probably involved drinking a lot of alcoholic beverages to dull the monotony and the rancid odors. Now think about that. 6-year-old me recognized what was so important, the notion that work should be joyful. Of course, my dreams of work in municipal sanitation did not last long. 12-year-old me dreamed of becoming an architect. I could draw well, had a natural gift for imagining and rendering form and space, and my 6th grade teacher, Mr. Gene Zandri, encouraged me to visualize myself being successful designing impressive architecture. But you know this, as we grow older, our beautiful dreams are often dashed by well-meaning adults. Soon after my dreamy 6th grade career exploration, I attended a career event sponsored by my Boy Scout troop. The guest for career night was a noted architect, a tenured faculty member at the Yale School of Architecture, who dismissively told all of us gathered to avoid his career choice. "There's no money in it, boys," he grumbled. I was so sad and confused. And that wouldn't be the last of my career dreams to be crushed, as if they were dumped into the back of that garbage truck. Dr. Charles Glassman is on to his next career act. Nearly 2 years ago, Coach MD, as he is widely known, ended a 30-year career as a practicing physician to become CEO of a multimedia health and wellness play called Victor. Victor is developing tools to channel the mind to enable people to tap into their innate abilities. The ultimate goal of Victor is to help people achieve victorious lives by fulfilling their destinies. In June 2019, Dr. Glassman was a guest on this podcast, and we asked him about his early career dreams and how adults in authority tried to dash those dreams. You might find some familiarity in his experience. Take a listen. So take us back to New Haven when you were a little kid. What were your first "what do I want to be when I grow up" dreams about?
Yeah, that's interesting. Great question. And as long as I can remember, I had it in me that I wanted to be a doctor. And who knows, really, when you're a little kid, you usually come up with things you want to be, things you want to do that kind of resonate with adults. And certainly you start telling people that you want to be a doctor, especially adults, and you get a lot of, oh, pats on the back. Oh, that's good. That's, you know, that's a good a path projection that you have. And I think it was my mother telling me that I used to watch Dr. Kildare.
Oh, and, really?
Right. I don't think I did, really. I think that was just her kind of nudging me along to become a doctor. But that's kind of was my dream. Not everybody believed in me. My parents did, but along the way, not everybody did.
So what did you connect with in that dream? What was it about being a doctor when you were a little kid that excited you?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, thinking about it. I think it to be quite honest, it probably was a little bit of a prestige thing. Because as a little kid, what do you really know about helping people? I mean, that's part of it, and that's a great if you can merge those together. But being a doctor, it seemed as though doctors were so admired, and doctors seemed to be almost larger than life, and especially in the conversations amongst adults. I think that probably, if I look and be honest, was probably an attraction to that. And then it just became a dream and a goal, something to shoot for.
Did anything along your adolescence change it at all?
I think nothing really changed it. Things made dug me in deeper toward it. And one of those things was in high school. I wasn't a bad student in high school. I wasn't top of my class. I was probably right in the middle. So when it came down to declaring, to telling your college advisor what you wanted to do, what your dreams or goals were, I told my advisor that I was thinking of going into medicine. Well, he's kind of paused and he said, look, you know, medicine is a really tough field. Maybe you ought to think of something different. And when he said that, that made me, no matter what, I was going to do it.
So some people would actually doubt themselves. This put more steel in your spine.
It absolutely did. When he said that to me, I couldn't believe it. Okay, he was also the coach of our track team.
Okay,
and I was in a race my junior year in track. This was a 440. So in the olden days, we measured distance by yards. This was a 440-yard dash or 440-yard run. And I remember that I was probably last coming around the 220-yard mark, and I finished second. And he commented on the look in my eyes when he saw me coming around the last bend. He had never seen such determination. Yet, even with that, he still discouraged me from becoming a doctor.
Links to Dr. Charles Glassman's social media are included in the show notes for this episode at dansmolin.com. Next week, we will return with a new podcast episode. This one focused on the second component of your career journey to meaningful work. Exploration. Meantime, if you haven't done so, please subscribe to this podcast wherever you get them, or listen to current and past episodes on our website at dansmolin.com. And please take a moment to positively rate and comment wherever you listen to this podcast, because that helps us to connect with new listeners. I'm Dan Smolin, and this is the Dan Smolin Podcast. Thank you for joining us on an amazing journey to the future of work doing meaningful work. And do remember this, our best days lie ahead. Let's connect again next week.